It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa farmers using 5 sunny and dry work days during the past week now have planted 93% of Iowa's corn acreage. That's nearly 3 weeks behind the 5-year average progress at this stage of the growing season. This afternoon, Mike Stewart, farming near Mount Vernon, was among those scrambling to get seeds into the ground.
I'm on my last day, hopefully, planting beans. Everything else is in the ground. Finished corn Thursday evening and started planting beans on Friday. So I've got about 60, 70 acres left here to finish.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's afternoon crop update says Iowa soybean growers have planted 70% of the expected soybean acres, 17 days later than average soybean planting progress during the past 5 years. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is facing an unexpected challenge in meeting the needs of many people affected by this year's widespread flooding and violent storms. And in no place is that clearer than in Nebraska and Iowa, which were ravaged by floods and have some of the nation's lowest unemployment rates. The agency finds itself further challenged by the robust job market and an inability to match what the private sector can offer. FEMA officials are turning to retirees, recent college graduates, and those who lost their jobs to these disasters, though they're finding few available workers in many of the rural communities that are in some of the hardest hit areas. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.